Yeah, this is Stanley Stevens, and you're listening to Ujima Radio. Empower, educate, entertain, inform. Ujima, we are you. We are Ujima.
Hello, 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 Bristol. How is everybody doing? It is such a pleasure to be here today on Ujima Radio on 98 FM on the Bristol Soundwaves. And what an incredible station this is. My name is Aisha Campbell and I'm a radio host from the Rise Collective. We are a grassroots youth-led charity that supports amplification of youth voice. And today I'm joined with my co-host, T Chevs. T, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi guys, all right? Thank you for having me on the show. I go by the name of T Chev and I'm a Bath-born artist.
So yeah, we're both from the Rise Collective and who support underrepresented young people in developing their creative skills to make their mark on the world. I joined the Rise Collective 2 years ago, but the organisation's actually just celebrated its 10th anniversary. Would you like to tell us a little bit about how you got involved with the Rise Collective as well, T?
Yeah, sure. So basically, I was doing a music performance at the Lost Horizon. It's like a venue down in Bristol. And there was a guy called Fars. I think he kind of ran the whole thing, kind of set it up, you know. And he said to me after the show, he said, look, Chevs, I feel like you should get in touch with Marlo because she's got this project going on and it's really, really special and I think she'd be involved. I think you'll do well in it. So I got in touch with Marlo and that's how I came into Rise, you know?
It's so nice for us both to be here and both doing this radio show. And today I'll be bringing you Radical Radio. So that's our collective radio show. I'm usually joined by my co-host, Audrey Damier. She's a photographer, creative director, radio host and community organiser. Unfortunately, she has work commitments for this show, but you can listen to her most recent show, The Seeds That They Planted, on SoundCloud and the Radical Radio playlist. For those listening, we spell Radical, R-A-D-I-C-L-E, and the significance of this is that it's the name of the part of the seed that produces the root in plants, flowers, trees and everything in between. It's based on an understanding that we experience the world around us because something that came before us and that new genres, political movements and music are rooted in the founding fathers and mothers of music. This month is special for the wonderful Diaspora Festival 2026. It's a festival that's produced for Diverse Artists Network. Here's Programme Director Jess. She summarises a bit of the festival in this voice note here.
Diaspora Festival is a really exciting 10-day celebration of cultural diversity through the arts. It's the second time we've done the full festival. So the first one was in 2024. So we do it every other year. And we had our pilot in 24 and it went really well. So now we have doubled the length. It's 10 really full, brilliant days of all art forms, theatre, dance, music, DJs, cinema, you name it, it's happening. And it's just all about celebrating all of the global communities that we have here in Bristol and giving underrepresented artists a spotlight and a platform.
So that was a little bit of Jess telling us a little bit about Diverse Artists Network and of course the 10-day festival from the 1st to the 10th of May, which will be Diaspora. It's a great pleasure that I've had the blessing of being at a radio station amplifying the voices of African and Caribbean hosts, DJs and producers. But it's actually not my first time on Ujima. During a little visit I had a couple of weeks ago, I actually had the lovely pleasure of jumping on Miranda's show and spoke a little bit about the importance of collectives like Rise. I've had such a warm welcome into this space from everybody as well and this team, and I really truly respect the work of everyone at this station. Ujima feels like it fits so well into the roots of why the Rise Collective is set up and just supporting the kind of skill set for young people to come in, use the facilities, use their spaces is really similar to the work we do at Rise. And all of this is also done in the name of, you know, supporting young people that might not have access to the arts for various reasons, including access to the equipment, lack of resources, and of course, trying to basically squash out any nepotism in the creative industry. So in this show, I'll be delving into the wonderful four-part collaboration, Rise, Ujima, Diverse Artists Network, and Compass Presents as part of Diaspora Festival. We're showcasing some of the talent across the Southwest, where T Shares will be coming in and we talk a little bit about his music. I also spoke to Tara, and she's a founding director of Compass Presents, the organiser of a love letter to Broadmead project happening just behind us in Broadmead Shopping Centre, as well as some of the things you don't want to miss at the festival. So, you're listening to Radical Radio, a radio show dedicated to the seeds that are planted in the garden of many genres, political movements and communities that came before us. It's important to play music on this show with its roots in the geographical, physical and cultural soil of Bristol. One of our wonderful journalists on the Rise Collective press team, Rue Burrows, aka Gender Criminal, had an absolutely incomparable interview with Marla Kether. She is a DJ, bassist and producer, and earlier this year at We Out Here Festival, they had a brilliant interview which you can actually find on the Rise Collective UK Instagram, as well as We Out Here and also social media. So Marla hosted her first dance party at Diaspora in the Jam Jar last Friday night. Kalengi is a celebration of dance music from the Afro Diaspora. I'm sure that there was loads of sounds of Afro house, ballet funk, amapiano and much, much more. Here's one of Marla's own tracks with Naima Adams and Somewhere Soul.
Fade away, but I hope it's all in your mind. You'll try
So you are listening to Aisha Campbell and I'm joined with my host T Chevs, and we're here from the Rise Collective Radical Radio Show. This show today is part of the Diverse Artist Network's Festival Diaspora. We're here on Ujima Radio on 98 FM, and you can find out more about the Rise Collective on social media at the Rise Collective UK. So just to give a bit of an idea about how this kind of organisation came about and also how this partnership came about, earlier this month I spent some time exploring how Bristol speaks to its communities, especially through Diaspora Festival and the city's deep layered history. I think what struck me most was the feeling of culture flowing through the city in different ways. Some of it's visible, like right there on the surface in Bristol, and some of it exists like just beneath. And I really felt that when I came in and was like preparing for this show. Managed to speak to some of the amazing presenters on this show, some students from University of Bristol. I got speaking to some lovely business owners. Like, it was a very, very kind of reflective of the kind of culture and what's happening in Bristol, both, like I said, on the surface and just below. And there's a real sense of celebration in this city. I think in other cities you can often feel this push towards constant newness and making something brand new, which can be exciting, but it can also be quite repetitive. Bristol feels really different and it honours its past while still making space for new voices and ideas. And you get the sense that lots happening, like all at once, some of it out in the open, some of it quietly building. I guess like just being able to exist in that kind of liminal space was really exciting. And I guess that's also how radio exists as well, right? Like, radio exists not completely in the physical realm, not completely in just audio. I like the way radio kind of pervades lots of expectations of like highly strong edited content that we see nowadays. And I think, yeah, to be in a Bristol radio show station feels quite radical, actually, which is really, really, really nice. I think Diaspora Festival is also capturing just that. So Diaspora exists to recognise the fact that diversity is essential to thriving communities and culture. The 10-day festival will screen films at the Watershed. You've got exhibitions at the Island and the Arnolfini. We have workshops all over the city, including the Harbour in Totterdown, Bristol's Old Vic and Dance Space at the Island. You have DJ sets at local community pubs like The Plough and Pipe and Slippers. There's also just so much to be soaked up across these 10 days, and the producers have done a really, really amazing job at making sure that there's something for everyone. I think there's over 100 events taking place between, the 1st and the 10th, and it really feels like the festival is for the people, by the diasporas, making Bristol what it is, and it's just so exciting. The founding director of Diverse Artists Network and Diaspora told us what the festival is all about. Here's DZ.
This year's festival is a true testament to the power of collaboration and the unique spirit of Bristol. By working with our incredible partners and artists, we've created a platform that not only showcases world-class talent, but also makes sure that every community feels seen, heard, and celebrated. So take a look at the programme. Book your tickets, and we can't wait to see you.
Thanks so much to DZ for, sharing such a lovely segment of what the festival is all about. Let's get into some more music. Expect to be heard across the festival. First up, I've got a tune from DJ Indian Man. He'll be performing at the Arnolfini as part of the festival on Saturday, the 9th of May, for Desi Day. And this is a day with various South Asian heritage artists across the Arnolfini, celebrating their culture, their heritage. You expect to see workshops, especially one by Indian Man, which is between 2 and 4 p.m. And you can see him at the Futurism workshop. He'll be teaching people how to play, using the CDJs, obviously bringing in his own musical taste. So this one here is called Earth Patch.
Thank you.
So, what a wonderful tune there from Indian Man. And just, yeah, a little bit more information about what's happening around the festival. On Thursday, 7th of May, we've got Raise the Bar, Poems of Diaspora, and bringing together four headline poets from across the globe, as well as a resident DJ spinning sounds from around the world at Arnolfini. So, be sure if you're creative and you like creative writing, or you like hearing poetry, spoken word, please, please make sure you get down to Arnolfini on Thursday. On Saturday the 9th, the Global Majority Environment Gathering takes place at the Pickle Factory, and it's a space for sharing ideas and experiences around climate justice led by Jose Barco. You can also find him performing as Tuto Barrios at The Plough earlier in the week, which is super exciting. I went to a really, as part of this partnership, Compass Presents is also really involved. We'll talk a little bit about a love letter to Broadmead later on, but went to a climate justice workshop at the Shambhala Festival a couple of years ago, and had a really, really amazing session, which was looking at how we process grief through climate justice and also climate action. So I really recommend those kind of spaces to share ideas and experiences. It can bring up a lot, but it's really, really, really helpful. And to close the festival on Sunday the 10th of May, the legendary Judo Band International takes to the stage at the Bristol Beacon, and they're supported by Gio Badu. Gio Badu will be supporting the legendary Somali musicians, and just to give you a little taste of her music as the supporting act, I'm going to play one of her songs, Silver Lining.
I want it my way. No games like Serenity.
No, no.
No dodging and diving.
No,
no fussing or fighting.
Oh,
I saw you from a distance. Caught me looking with wide eyes. Yeah, you got me addicted. Never catch me switching sides. Oh my, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Been in and out of luck. So you can come and find me. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. To come and change my mind. Say it back, say it back, say it back one time. Yeah, tonight I'm in the deep end, deep end. It all depends on you now. I wanna wear you out. I don't wanna be without you. Hold me,
hold me.
I've been kinda lonely, yeah. I want to see you shine, and I could be the silver lining.
Yeah.
feels like time, oh my. I'm ready. Been in and out of luck. So you can come and find me. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up one time. Trust you to come and change my mind. Say it back, say it back, say it back one time. It's alright. I'm in the deep end, deep end. It all depends on you now. I wanna wear you out. I don't wanna be without you. Hold me,
hold me.
I've been kinda lonely, yeah. I want to see you shine, and I could be the silver lining. I could be the silver lining, yeah. I could be the silver lining. I could be the silver lining, yeah. I could be the silver lining.
Beautiful, beautiful song there from Gio. And yeah, as explained, we have a really, really exciting, exciting full show by the Dodo Band. And they will be supported by Gio, of course, and playing their music live. It's going to be such a nice celebration, especially thinking about the ways in which the Somali community contribute to Bristol's amazing cultural rich scene. And I'm sure that their music is going to go off. So the first thing I'm going to play you is Goroff, and this is Dodo Band.
Thank you.
As well as lots of musicians, as you've heard already, throughout it all, on the ground, we'll be capturing the festival in real time with young creatives from Big Team, The Rise Collective. We'll also be there capturing some Vox Pop, capturing some other people, Siddiqui Media, and loads of other people, I'm sure, will be capturing the energy and the atmosphere as it unfolds. What's happening around Diaspora Festival is already absolutely going off, so I'm so excited for more to come. And yeah, it's just a pleasure to be here on this show and spotlighting these artists. It's absolutely amazing. So thanks for listening to this show. I hope you're enjoying the music you've heard so far. My name is Aisha Campbell and I'm here for the Rise Collective, presenting Radical Radio for a Diaspora Special.
Ujima Radio, empowering African heritage communities and beyond.
So if you're just joining and just listening to us now, my name is Aisha Campbell and I'm here and I'm joined with T-Chefs, and we are from the Rise Collective, and we're a grassroots organisation supporting underrepresented creatives, and this is the Radical Radio Special for Diaspora Festival. So I invited T on today because he's an artist, Bath born, has done lots of music across the Southwest, and I just really wanted to amplify your music, amplify like your creative like specialty, and just yeah, tell the audience a little bit about who you are and how you got into music.
Hi, yeah. So first of all and foremost, thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell my story or a part of my story.
So welcome. It's so yeah, such a nice way, because we obviously are in the press team together, mm-hmm. But it's rare that we get to speak to each other. We're normally interviewing other people.
Yeah.
So it's actually really nice we get to chat.
It's quite interesting seeing a different point of view, isn't it? You know,
yeah,
different perspective
it's nice.
Entirely.
Yeah.
So from young, I've always liked music. I realised that I loved music more than I thought I did, I think, when it hit year seven.
Mm-hmm.
And I was staying up till maybe like 4 or 5 in the morning watching music videos, studying. So do you remember like For Music or something like that?
Yeah, like For You, like Channel
yeah,
For You.
Yeah,
yeah,
something
such
like
a
that.
Funny like, TV show.
There's another one called like Viva or something like that.
Yeah. I remember all those ones.
All through the night, they used to just play music videos.
Mm.
So like, I just got obsessed. I was just obsessed. I was like, I want to be like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's nothing
yeah.
else in me that I, do you know what I mean? I just
you felt that passionate about. Yeah.
So that's when I first started. And then I started making music, I would say, probably writing when I was 16, when I probably thought, right, we're doing it now. Do you
wow.
know what I mean?
It's quite so. Young, actually. Like, I know, 16 feels like maybe there's already, you know, artists that are making music from younger, but I think 16 is still a really young age to
mm-hmm.
put pen to paper and start, like, putting your thoughts in a creative way out there. It's quite a young age, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And the good thing about music, or should we say this kind of industry, the media industry, you can make it forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
So, like, some people have been making, well, wrote their first song at 12 or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
But it just really, it doesn't matter, because I could be making music till I'm 60.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
So. What are the kind of things that shape your music genre then? Like, tell us a little bit about your influences maybe. I know you said you like spent a lot of time watching music videos and stuff, but I guess genre-wise and, like, what makes you put pen to paper, basically?
So, first of all, my main inspiration was Bugsy Malone.
Mm-hmm.
I was obsessed. I had all of his merch. I listened to all of his albums. I paid to get my name in one of his albums. Do you know what I mean? And it's like things like that, you know? Mm. Like a proper fan. And then I started seeing people like AJ Tracy. And then, because I like music from all genres, you see. So, believe it, I even like folk music. Like, I listen to Mumford & Sons, and I'll have just as much fun listening to Mumford & Sons. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like... I don't know, really, yeah.
Just kind of, like, different. I guess it's British, black British music is so diverse. I think mm-hmm. you can just turn the radio on and listen to such a range of musicians and feel really inspired by all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I completely understand. I mean, I'm not a musician myself, but my music genre definitely ranges, like, so far. Mm-hmm. Like, jungle and then a little bit of, like, we experienced that at festivals as well, right? We both worked at We Out Here Festival together. A festival I mentioned earlier in the script, and we ended up being at so many different musics,
mm-hmm.
you know, stages and different talks and stuff. It's just such a nice part of being interested in music, I think, is when you realize the range that it can, like, show to you and present itself to you. So tell us a little bit about your music, and tell us a little bit about the music you've made recently. We're going to be playing some of your tracks on this show, so tell us a little bit about that.
So a lot of the music I've made is mostly on true stories, if not all on true stories. But that's not necessarily about me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of things where I've seen, or like my friend or my family's gone through, and I've been like, oh my gosh, like, and I can't get it out of my head. I can't get things out of my head until I put it in a song.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I go off real life experiences or a mood, like a party mood, do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. if someone needs a party vibe or something like that, I like making songs that make people feel good.
Mm.
But on the other side, I like writing songs that people are going to relate to.
Mm.
Like, I've started going into more of my spiritual side. There's a song called Three Cans that we're going to play in a bit. And it kind of goes in a little bit to my spiritual side, you know?
Yeah, nice. That's so nice to bring so many parts of yourself to your music. I think, like, as someone who's like, as an interviewer and doing journalism with artists, it's really nice to see how people decide to bring loads of their personality in. Some people would bring like a little bit of their personality in. Do you want to introduce the first track that you want us to play?
Yeah, so my first track is actually going to be a song called Rum Punch. It's from my recent EP that I dropped last week, actually. I'm just going to let that one do the talking, to be honest.
Nice. Okay, let's get into it. And thanks so much for sharing that one with us. And you were just saying off air that you've got different songs that showcase different parts of your personality. So do you want to tell us a little bit about the next song and, like, kind of what it shows to you and, who it speaks to, what side of yourself it speaks to?
Yeah, sure. So my next song is a song called Real Me. And that one is it's a different song that I've kind of done ever, to be honest with you, because it kind of goes into how I feel a bit, just as a person, that I'm not just an artist that raps about parties and, you know what I mean, getting lit, this and this. Mm. There's actually like a side to me that actually has feelings, that cares. It's more than just what meets the eye, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think when people listen to it, they're going to be like, okay, this guy, like, he is a musician, he can do it from all different aspects, do you know what I mean? And I think it's important to show people all sides of you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to show them that you do have a vulnerable side, do you know what I mean?
100%, yeah.
That you do have a side for, like, that you do have just emotions in general, do you know what I mean? It's not just all fun and games and that, and you just go through the same struggles as everybody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. I think it's quite hard as well, especially sometimes with different artists. Like, you see them online on social media, you see their images, like their image, and you see kind of the success side of it, right? It's like a really transparent documentary by Lewis Capaldi. I don't know if you've seen it, but he really opens up and, like, does such an amazing job of just, like, being really vulnerable about how showbiz has affected him. And I think maybe part of that documentary was maybe also saying, like, you got to just be your full self all the time in the media industry, because as soon as you, I guess, try and balance two different sides of yourself, that's when it catches you out. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, thanks for sharing that one for us. So, do you want to introduce that song?
That's one, yeah, so this is Real Me, and yeah, enjoy.
So are they real, G? They want the real me. Spiritual, see, animals attracting me. I got this fight in me, I got this fight in me, I got this heart in me, I got this heart in me. So are they real, G? They want the real me. Spiritual, see, animals attracting me. I got this fight in me, I got this fight in me, I got this heart in me, I got this heart in me. Told them wait and see, told them wait and see. Did they walk with me? They didn't walk with me. And I went my way, and I went my way. They don't believe in tea, they don't believe in tea. How many times do I keep it moving? We never stop, we're always improving. Look at the mountains that we're moving, look at the characters that I'm choosing. Time's running out, I gotta be ruthless, gotta go dentist, can't be toothless. Relate to the bars, that's why you choose us. You can't see it, you're just clueless. Remember everyone used to wear babe, now all I hear is where's my vape. Locked off with police and with tape, fortunately he couldn't escape. Then all of them man weren't the same, looking around like who's to blame. I think the world is going insane, they all got badness on the brain. Don't ever see an aeroplane, we need to educate again. We need to educate again, don't ever see an aeroplane. All for petty change, it was all for petty change. All for petty change, the system never changed. So are they real, G? They want the real me. Spiritual, see, animals attracting me. I got this fight in me, I got this fight in me, I got this heart in me, I got this heart in me. Solely, 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 holy, 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 holy. Pure, pure, can be, can be. Pure as can be. Glowy, 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 glowy. Loki, 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 Loki. Love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, love me. Loki, 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 Loki. Love me, love me. Love me, love me, love me, love me. So are they real, G? They want the real me. Spiritual, see, animals attracting me. I got this fight in me, I got this fight in me, I got this heart in me, I got this heart in me. So are they real, G? They want the real me. Spiritual, see, animals attracting me. I got this fight in me, I got this fight in me, I got this heart in me.
Join me, Miranda Ray, for Bristol's number one chat show, The Word, every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. on Ajima Radio, with guests from all walks of life, from activists to actors, from politicians to performers, from the streets to the boardroom, uncovering and discovering the news and views from all the voices of your city. The Word, make it the soundtrack to start your Friday evening. Real news for real people.
My name is Aisha Campbell and I'm here for the Rise Collective.
Ujima Radio, empowering African heritage communities and beyond.
Okay, so it's so nice to hear a couple of songs from your EP that's only just dropped. How does it feel having an EP out?
Do you know what? The feeling always gets a bit crazy. Like when it drops, and I'm always there the second it drops, I can't lie. Like I am one of my biggest fans, you know what I mean? Like I'll listen to it. But it just reminds me of being on the school bus, going to school, and seeing my favourite artist tracks there. And now I go on Spotify and I see my tracks there. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, it's kind of always a reminder that like, that little kid in you, you done that. Do you know what I mean? He thought you wouldn't ever do that and you done that. Even if it never gets a million streams now. Do you know what I mean? To me, that's already, I'm living my dream, basically.
Exactly. I think that's such a nice way to frame it. Like, you are sat amongst the people that are doing it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's so great when, even if you are just an emerging artist and you're trying to get your music out there, that you still call yourself an artist and you don't say like, oh, I'm aspiring or, oh, I'm trying to do this. Like, you're doing it. And I think that's such a nice like way to frame your music. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the next song on this EP as well?
Yeah, sure. So my next one is called Three Cans. And this again is a bit more into me emotionally, I think, and a bit more about, it's a bit more of a rough song, but it kind of like, it will get you in your feels a bit, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's funny, actually, I made a TikTok for this the other day, and I just labelled it for the 3 a.m. overthinkers, do you know what I mean? Because when you need to think, just put this on, do you know what I mean? And it'll get you ready to go to the gym, get you ready to go anywhere, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Kind of music people can relate to and be like, oh, yeah.
It's like, right, yeah, right, let's get my act together, do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So.
Okay, so should we get into it?
Let's do it.
It's awful. Look. Yeah, yeah.
I'm three counts down and I'm feeling wavy. Three counts down and I'm feeling hazy. Three counts down and I'm feeling crazy. Crazy. So how am I feeling? I'm feeling like this for a reason. He's been messing with spiritual arts. I've been messing with spiritual hearts. What do you know about chakras? Feel energy somewhere like Mars. Embrace that mood, gotta let that pass. I'm trying to find a new frequency, but targeted by the enemy. Don't befriend a friend of me. They wanna take my energy. You ain't linked in, you don't get this G. The law of attraction's real B. Intentions and energy. Intentions and energy. And they're not prepared like me. And they're not prepared like me. Look at the aura shining G.
Look at the aura shining G.
I know the man I'm trying to be. Look at the man I'm trying to be. Captain heights that you cannot reach. I'm trying to go places you cannot be. I've got the spirits there with me. I got the spirits protecting me. I'm LinkedIn, got no CV. I'm on LinkedIn, but no CV. Look at my eyes, they're there with me. If you look at my eyes, they're there with me. I'm three counts down and I'm feeling wavy. Three counts down and I'm feeling hazy. Three counts down and I'm feeling crazy. Look, so how am I feeling? I'm feeling like this for a reason. He's been messing with spiritual arts. I've been messing with spiritual hearts. What do you know about chakras?
When the spiritual warfare, man, people ain't even locked in. The crazy ones sound crazy till they're not crazy no more, you get me? How crazy does that sound? The devil comes in beauty, thick up a tea, be careful who you beat.
Gotta be careful who you beat. The devil comes in beauty, G. Devil comes in thick up a tea. Meditate or Reiki, please. Everything happens for a reason. There's a war in the spirit, guess your mind. Feel about, I know there's time. I feel about and I know there's time. They're watching, not paying for prime. They're watching, not paying for prime. Bad energy don't take no time. Bad energy don't take no time. Gotta switch on, protect the bloodline. Gotta switch on, protect the bloodline. Protect the bloodline. Gotta switch on, protect the bloodline. I'm three counts down and I'm feeling wavy. Three counts down and I'm feeling hazy. Three counts down and I'm feeling crazy. Look, so how am I feeling? I'm feeling like this for a reason. He's been messing with spiritual arts. I've been messing with spiritual hearts. What do you know about chakras? I'm three counts down and I'm feeling wavy. Three counts down and I'm feeling hazy. Three counts down and I'm feeling crazy. Look, so how am I feeling? I'm feeling like this for a reason. He's been messing with spiritual arts. I've been messing with spiritual hearts. What do you know about chakras?
Exciting. And we were just chatting a little bit about your artwork on your EP and your singles, and tell us a little bit about why you chose that artwork.
On all of my on all of my projects and all of my songs, I think quite deeply into the artwork, because I think that's a replication of me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like how you can, how maybe the mindset of who you're thinking about when you're writing this music and stuff. Like, it's like who you are then and like who you are now. It's really nice.
Yeah, so it'll always be like, so as I started my career, it starts as me as a baby. So like, that's one of me as a kid, as my first ever album. And then it goes to me and my mum for my second album. And then for my third album, it's me as my sister when we was younger. So basically, as my music career progresses year by year, you'll see me get older, and do you know what I mean, and whatever was around me, whether it's family or friends, in my artwork, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's such a nice analogy, like looking at, and when you look back at all the music you've made, you'll be able to be like, oh my god, that was my album then, that was now. That's really, really nice. So yeah, so from this album, Quick 24, do you want to tell us a little bit about this song?
To be honest with you, it's one of my personal favourites. A lot of people, it's most people's personal favourites as well. When they listen to actually like the quality and just the bars in general from the rest of my tracks, they go, yeah, do you know what? This is the one where I'm like, yeah, this, I want to hear this. Do you know what I mean? This is the one that's serious, you know?
Yeah, 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 for sure. Okay, so we'll get into that one.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Quick 24.
Went to the deep road, Chris 24. Fighting my demons, war has war. Lyra has lost his war, washed up on the shore. There's no nice guys at war. Every night you've got a fight against raw. Don't be a cub, let's watch the floor. Things on the table while you're born. Don't let your legacy go to the floor.
Hunter, Hunter, want it. Blow my trumpet, butter, crumpet, some lump it, Genesis, bump it, laughter, luster, high on my roster, rising, prosper, laughter, luster. Went to this dude, wrote a grip 24, fighting my demons, war is war. Now I've just lost his roar, washed up on the shore. There's no nice guy no more. Every lion's gotta find his roar. Don't be a cub like you was before. Food on the table while you're born. Don't let your legacy go to the floor. Hunter, want it. Hunter, got it. Baddie, want it. Baddie, got it. Padlock, locked it. Ring, copped it. Friend, chopped it. Friend, chocolate. Went to Bristol to make a light skin baddie. Had issues because of a daddy. Look at her bumper, looking all fatty. Drop the addy, acting all bratty. Dance in the rave, come home, what's brave? Mike said, what's the path you pave? When I get famous, I'll send shockwaves. Do it for the guys, couldn't chase that dream. I'm chosen, look, my aura gleams. Look, there's music in my bloodstream. Remember the days I didn't have a charger. Remember the days I thought about laughter. Remember the days that I said go harder. Remember that fake and I need that bastard.
Fake and I need that bastard.
Went to the studio, wrote a quick 24. Fighting my demons, war is war. Lion just lost his roar, washed up on the shore. There's no nice guy no more. Every lion's gotta find his roar. Don't be a cub like he was before. Food on the table while you're bored. Don't let your legacy go to the floor. Hunter, want it. Hunter, got it. Baddie, want it. Baddie, got it. Padlock, locked it. Ring, copped it. Friend, Hunter, want it, Hunter, got it, Baddie, want it, Baddie, got it, padlock, locked it, ring, cocked it, friend, chopped it, friend, chocolate.
Went to the street, wrote a grip 24, fighting my demons, war is war, lions have lost his roar, washed up on the shore, there's no nice guy no more, every lion's gotta find his roar, don't be a cub like he was before, food on the table while you're bored, don't let your legacy go to the floor.
Okay, T, it's been so nice to have you on this show. Thank you so much for us letting us hear your music. It's also just so nice to spotlight someone who's making music in the Southwest. Like, this is what Diaspora is all about. It's what Rise is all about. It's what, you know, all these organisations and arts organisations across Bristol and the Southwest are doing. And having your music sit by side in the lineup of Diaspora is actually really nice. Do you want to, tell people where they can find you? Where they can find your music and your socials and stuff.
Yeah, so you can find me on Spotify, T-CHEV. Same with Apple Music and everything else.
All streaming platforms.
All streaming platforms, let's get it. My Instagram is where you find like most of my like previews and stuff, is T-CH3VZ.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for having me on the show. I've absolutely loved it. Thank you for playing the tracks and stuff and bringing some heat to the EP that's just dropped, which is called Who Am I, by the way. So
Amazing.
If you want to listen, let's get it.
Go and give it a run up. It's been so nice to have you on the show. Well, you're going to be hopefully in and around the Festival at Diaspora as well, coming down with the rest of the Rise team. So that's so nice. Thank you so much.
Amazing. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Ujima Radio. We are you. You are Ujima.
Okay, what a wonderful interview that was. My name is Aisha Campbell and you are listening to The Radical Radio. This is a radio show powered by the Rise Collective and we are here on behalf of Diaspora Festival. It's part of a four-way partnership with Ujima, Compass Presents, Rise Collective and Diverse Artist Network. So, as I was saying a little bit earlier in this show, I actually had the chance to speak to some people from Compass Presents, including Tara Sachdeva, who has been the founding director of Compass Presents. And she told me a little bit about what the project means, the Love Letter to Broadmead, which is just behind us over in Broadmead Shopping Centre and using up empty. Big shout out to all the creatives who are working in Bristol and making art out of that space. It's really, really exciting to see. And yeah, if you have the chance, make sure you get down there. It's a really, really beautiful space. So I have been your host, Aisha Campbell. I hope you have loved this new show. It's Radical Radio's first time on a different radio station. We're usually in on Nettle Radio, which is based down in London, but we are really, really excited to bring it to Bristol. And as part of the partnership, it's just been wonderful. It's just been really, really nice. And especially on a show that honours like heritage. I have Caribbean heritage. Lots of creatives and people that work with us are from underrepresented backgrounds. So it's a real, real honour. You can listen to this show back on Ujima's radio on their Listen Again platform. You can also find us on socials at The Rise Collective UK. You can also find us in person this weekend all around the festival and, you know, working with other organisations to really make sure that diaspora's voices get heard, basically. Radical Radio, you can find us every fourth Thursday of the month down in London on digital radio platforms. But yeah, thank you so much to everyone. It's actually been such a pleasure. I'm going to leave you with some music. I've really had the absolute honour of being here today. Thank you for listening to the interviews. Thank you for listening to the music. And yeah, just come and engage with us. We're the Rise Collective. And I have been your host, Aisha. Thank you.
Coming for you. Na, 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 na. Coming for you. T-shirt for the party, too bad. It's coming for you. Too bad. Too bad. It's coming for you. And they play T-shirt at the party. Too bad. It's coming for you. And it's just like life at the party. Too bad. It's coming for you. And they dance at the cocktail party. Too bad. It's coming for you. Rum punch and they mission get naughty. Too bad. It's coming for you. And they play T-shirt at the party. Too bad. It's coming for you. And it's just like life at the party. Too bad. It's coming for you. And they dance at the cocktail party. Too bad. It's coming for you. Rum punch and they mission get naughty. Matching sex, body complex, skin obsessed, you know how to dress. Very impressed, he comes from north but chills in west. Grey trackies with a bright white vest. He's got a bodysuit and the Uggs on, yes. Scandinavian and the rest, all dressing up for the winter contest. Come on baby, come on, come through. Bring your friends right there for my doggies. Come on baby, come on, come through. Told me you're my wife for the party. Come on baby, come on, come through. Run punch and it make you get naughty. Damn, that bodysuit looks sporty. I'm a pair, that's why you adore me. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Got a hat trick on Sunday, I smell free. Nah-nah-body-suit looks sporty. I'm a pair, that's why you adore me. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Got a hat trick on Sunday, I smell free. Come on, baby, come on, come through. Come on, baby, come on, come through. Too bad, it's coming for you. And they play T-shirt at the party. Too bad, it's coming for you. And it's just like life at the party. Too bad, it's coming for you. And they dance at the cocktail party. Too bad, it's coming for you. Rum punch and the mission get naughty. Too bad, it's coming for you. And they play T-shirt at the party. Too bad, it's coming for you. And it's just like life at the party. Too bad, it's coming for you. And they dance at the cocktail party. Too bad, it's coming for you. Rum punch and the mission get naughty.